Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down with the coach now. Coach Belichick joins me. First of all, Coach, before we get to the Jet game, congratulations on a phenomenal win against the New Orleans Saints. You said after the game took 5 years off your life. What was the thought process there?
It felt like it. I mean, that game, it was 17-7 at the half. It kind of felt like we were in control of the game, and then they came back and tied it up, and then we went ahead, and then they went ahead, and then we had three possessions in the last 3 minutes of the fourth quarter, which is pretty unusual. So, there was a lot of rise and fall of emotions through that one. But, in the end, the players really just kept plugging away out there. We made a few plays, and in the end, it was enough. And, of course, great play from Tom to KT with good protection on the touchdown play. But there were so many plays that put us in position for that one. It just everybody on the team deserves credit for that game.
It just seems from watching the game, and not only this game, but, the previous ones, that your team's really responded to coaching. You look right before the half, you call the timeout with Tom, you manage the clock, throw the football out of bounds without giving him a chance to, kick it away there on fourth down. How important is it to save those timeouts and manage that clock and have the team respond the way they did?
Yeah, well, it's huge. And fortunately, we had the timeouts to be able to use them to get the ball back and leave ourselves enough time to score. So, not losing them somewhere along the line with, personnel errors or can't get the play called or whatever it is. You don't have those at the end of the game when you really need them in critical situations, made all the difference in the world.
You've been around a game of football for obviously a long time. You have some guys that have played, quarterbacks in his 14th year. I understand that he and you both have short-term memory, whether good or bad. Yeah. How important is it for a young guy to have that, though? A guy like Dobson, Tompkins, Alfonso Dennard.
Sure. Really important because you got to think about the next play. And certainly you learn from the ones that you've had before. But you got to look ahead to the next play, the next situation, the next, whatever it is that comes out. You got to deal with that ahead of you, and you can't be focused in the rearview mirror. But you have to learn from those things, but you got to learn from them real quickly, put them behind you, and move on. And we've had a good amount of that this year as well. But it's the next play that's really the big play.
Okay, I remember sitting right here the week after Atlanta talking to you about Vince Wilfork, team captain. Gerard Mayo goes down, another defensive team captain, and not to say, hey, are you going to elevate somebody else to captaincy, but Gerard's a guy who wore the green dot from a communication standpoint. How does that change on the field for you in relaying what signals are called or not called into the game?
Yeah, well, it changed a lot because really Gerard, for this season, handled almost 100% of the communication from the sideline into the rest of the team. And then even on the field, if we had different formations or plays that we had to check to, that he handled that. Now that responsibility is going to fall to other players, maybe multiple ones, but it's definitely going to be a change in the communication process that we've had. So that's something that's going to be big for us this week in practice and to be able to execute it, in the game as well whenever those situations come up. And I'm sure they will because the Jets run a lot of different formations and personnel groups, so they force you to adjust.
All right, Coach, thanks a lot. Coach will be back later in the show as we talk about the New York Jets. More of All Access right after this.